Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a little golden book. This particular one is a biography, which means it was written about a person who is alive or was alive. He is alive currently. And I am really excited to share his story with you. And it's specifically special to me because it starts out with his mom. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's read it. So today's story is called LeBron James. It's by Shasta Clinch and illustrated by Kingsley Nebecki. And you can find this book wherever you get your little golden books. I will put a link on my Amazon affiliates page so you can get this book if you would like to. And I highly recommend that you do. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Good evening, Mr. Bilbo Baggins.
Mr. Bilbo Baggins. Very proper of you to say good evening, sir. I do appreciate a good hero. Are you ready for your story about another hero?
No adventures here.
No adventures.
But I will see you to tea tomorrow.
Oh, you'll have me to tea tomorrow? Oh, wonderful. An invitation to tea?
I'd be glad to shake your hand.
I thank you very much, sir. Well, Bilbo, have I got a story for you. Are you ready? For I know there's nothing that a hobbit loves more than a good story. Hold on.
Sitting by the fireplace, drinking my tea.
Let's do it. LeBron James is a leader, a team player, and one of the greatest basketball players in history. LeBron Raymond James was born on December 30th in 1984 in Akron, Ohio. He was raised by his mother, Gloria. LeBron and his mother didn't always have enough money to pay for food or a place to live, but Gloria worked hard to take care of LeBron, and she made sure he always felt loved. LeBron and his mom moved around a lot, so he had to change schools often, and this made it hard for him to focus on schoolwork and make new friends. So instead, he kept quiet and stayed in the background. But all that changed when he was in fourth grade, and LeBron started playing sports. One day, a youth football coach named Bruce Kelker came to LeBron's neighborhood, and he was looking for new players for his team, the East Dragons. Coach Kelker asked all the kids to run a race. The winner would be the team's running back. LeBron was the fastest. He beat everyone. And in the picture, we can see him doing just that. LeBron loved playing football. He was great at it, too. That first year, he scored 20 touchdowns. And Gloria volunteered as the team mom. She went to every practice and took attendance and refilled water bottles. But most importantly, she got to watch LeBron play. She was his biggest fan. But life was still hard for LeBron and his mom. When Coach Kelker learned that they had to move from their home again, he let them stay with him for a while. Soon after, another coach offered to help, Frank Walker, basketball coach. That's important. Let LeBron live with him and his family. At the Walker's house, LeBron had to do chores every day. Do you have to do chores? Do you know why it's important to do chores?
To keep my house tidy.
You must keep your house clean, right?
And stay away from adventure.
That's the way we do it. So, he had to finish his homework before practice, and he always had to try his best. Having a steady home helped LeBron. By the time he was in third grade, he was a star student. When football season ended, LeBron turned to basketball. Coach Walker taught him how to dribble, shoot, and pass. He was a natural. LeBron joined the local youth basketball team, the Shooting Stars. The players were like a family to him. He learned that working as a team was an important part of winning. The Shooting Stars made it all the way to the Youth National Championships. LeBron and three of his teammates were known as the Fab Four. They were best friends. They even decided to go to the same high school together so they could keep playing as a team. In high school, they won the state championship 3 years in a row. During LeBron's sophomore year, he was named Ohio's Mr. Basketball, the best high school player in the state. He won the title two more times. LeBron was a great scorer, but what made him stand out was that he was a great passer, too. He always worked hard to give his teammates a chance to shine. When he was 17 years old, LeBron was on the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine. Famous pro basketball players like Michael Jordan and Shaquille O'Neal came to watch him play. People all over the country knew his name. Some even called him King James. LeBron was now a famous basketball player, but he was still a high school student. He kept up his grades and spent time with his friends, and he stayed humble. Okay, so that means he never thought, oh, it says right here in the book. That means he never thought he was better than anyone else. LeBron always remembered to work hard and be a team player. LeBron always dreamed of playing for the National Basketball Association. So, after high school, he entered the NBA. That's what that means, National Basketball Association draft. So, do you know what a draft is? Okay, so it's when there's a bunch of different people who want to join an association, okay? And then the different members of the association will pull them and say, yes, we want them to join us. And then, especially when there's teams like this, they can say, we want this person to join our team. You see? LeBron was the first player picked by the Cleveland Cavaliers, his hometown team. In his first season, he was named NBA Rookie of the Year. He was the youngest player ever to get that honor. LeBron led the Cavaliers to an NBA playoff every year, but they never won a championship. After 7 years, LeBron left Ohio to play for the Miami Heat in Florida. Leaving his hometown team was a tough decision, but LeBron wanted a chance to win a championship ring. In 2012, LeBron's dream finally came true. The Miami Heat beat the Oklahoma City Thunder to win the NBA championship. The Heat won again the following year. Then LeBron decided to go back to Ohio. He wanted to win a championship with his hometown team. And in 2016, he did. The Cavaliers won their very first NBA championship. And LeBron was named MVP, Most Valuable Player. That's a great award to have, you know? If everyone on your team thinks, well, not just your team, but everybody who's watching thinks that you are the most important person on the team.
MVP.
Mm-hmm. You're the person that's valuable. That's a really good thing. After 4 years with the Cavaliers, LeBron moved again, this time to California to play with the Los Angeles Lakers. In 2020, the Lakers won the championship and guess what? LeBron was named MVP. LeBron is still going strong. In 2023, he scored his 38,388th point, and that made him the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. They paused the game, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who had held the record for nearly 39 years, handed him the game ball, and the crowd went wild. That would be something indeed if you think if you held a record for something for 30 years and then somebody else took that record away and you got to be there to watch it, that'd be a big deal, wouldn't it? LeBron has also played for Team USA in the Olympics. In 2004, he helped them win a bronze medal in Athens, Greece, and a gold medal in Beijing, China in 2008. They won a gold medal again in London, England of 2012. Do you know, that's something pretty impressive, isn't it? Because when they went to Athens in 2004, they were playing the Olympics, where the Olympics were started, weren't they? That's interesting. LeBron married his high school sweetheart, Savannah Brinson, in 2013. They have three kids, Bronny, Bryce, and Zuri. LeBron never forgets how hard his mother worked to help him achieve his dreams. LeBron is always there for his kids and is their biggest fans. LeBron is a world famous athlete, but he is also a role model. He uses his fame to help make people's lives better. He and his mother started the LeBron James Family Foundation to help kids who grew up like him. In 2018, he opened a public school in his hometown called the I Promise School. LeBron supports causes he believes in, like the power of voting. He speaks out against racism, and some people think he should only focus on basketball. But LeBron disagrees. He knows that using his voice is important. I mean, too much to so many kids that feel like they don't have a way out, he said. LeBron James is considered one of the best basketball players of all time. But he is more than an amazing athlete. LeBron is an inspiration for people everywhere. He works hard to support his team, his family, and his community, showing the world how much he cares both on and off the court. And these kinds of stories are super important for us to hear because, you know what? We learn that through dedication and hard work comes great opportunities. He didn't stop when it got hard, when practicing was exhausting and he was having to do work, go to school at the same time, and it was a lot of work. No, he didn't stop, because we don't give up, do we? No. And when we work hard, great things come, don't they? And that, our dear friends, is the...
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.